Hi, my name is Mariah Moreland, and this is Mackenzie. What's your last name?
January.
It's nice to meet you, Kevin. Can you please state your full name?
My name is Kevin Nelson Quesada Martinez.
Your age?
I'm 23 right now.
Your city and country of birth?
Mexico.
Okay, are you enjoying the U.S.?
Yes, I am. I like it.
Do you like Oklahoma?
Yes, I like Oklahoma. The weather and everything else.
Do you like Tulsa?
Yes, I like it because it's not that big or small. It's just like the right side for me.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your hobbies and interests?
What are my hobbies? Well, I like to watch stuff on YouTube, like vloggers, or I don't know, play video games either way, or play tennis. I don't know.
What video games do you play?
Fortnite.
No way, me too. Oh, I suck at it, I've never won.
I don't play Fortnite, I play like Call of Duty. I mean, all the first person shooter games.
Fortnite is lit. Okay, back to the interview. Okay, what is your family like?
Well, I have two siblings, two older sisters, which are Elsa and Roxanne, and my parents, which they still live together, and they live in Mexico.
Okay. When's the last time you saw them?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday.
Well, my sisters, yesterday. My dad and my mom, it's been like 6 months.
Do you plan on going to see them anytime soon or no?
Yeah, spring break.
Okay. What was your dream job as a child?
My dream job? To join the army.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you follow through with that?
No, couldn't.
Why?
My mom never let me. She was like, "You're crazy, don't do it, they're gonna kill you."
My brother was in the Air Force.
That's
Air
my
Force.
Mom right there. Don't do it.
Like, my whole family's been in the military, so. Bunch of them died. But anyways. Do you have any special talents?
Not really.
No?
No.
Not even horse training?
That's not a talent.
That is too a talent.
Well, I guess you can say that then.
There you go. What was the happiest moment of your life?
Happiest moment of my life. I think it was when I was in Acapulco with my friends for one whole week. So we went wild for 1 week.
What was that like?
It was pretty fun.
Pretty fun?
We didn't sleep at all.
For most at all? Week.
Yeah.
My goodness. Sounds fun. Who is the most important person in your life?
My mom, I will say.
Can you tell me something about her?
Well, she's very kind and shy. So she doesn't like to speak to strangers most of the time, so, yeah.
Okay. What are the most important lessons that you've learned in life?
Well, before I start school, I bought a new truck, so that was a bad idea. Because the payments, they were too high, and then I had to leave my full-time job to take a part-time job. So I couldn't afford it, so I had to sell it.
Did you sell it?
Yeah.
Okay, did you get all your money back or no?
No.
No?
No, that's my first lesson on financial stuff.
It's a good lesson right there. What are you the most proud of in your life?
I haven't killed anybody yet.
That's a good one. All right, and then we're gonna kind of transition into some background information. What was your hometown like?
Well, it's kind of small, I will say, like Broken Arrow, that kind of small, but it's, I like it. I grew up there, and they have pretty good food in there. And there's a lot of factories around, so there's a bunch of tequila and stuff like that.
Can you like describe it, like, so we can get like kind of like a visual picture of what it was?
Okay, right in the middle of the town is like I will say like a big plaza, and there's a church also, like huge church, and everything else, all the houses, they're kind of old. So, well, since I remember. And what else? Pretty much that's it.
What was your everyday life like back there?
Work and just pretty much working.
Okay. How were the schools?
I will say good, but since I knew that I didn't will do any careers down there, I never paid much attention. So,
what were the people in the community like?
Friendly, all of them. Yeah, they're pretty friendly.
Do you have lots of family and friends?
More family than friends.
Okay. What are some of your favorite things about home?
About home? Food, I will say.
What's your least favorite thing?
Crime.
The crime?
Yeah.
Is the crime pretty high?
Yeah.
What's it like? Is it like scary or?
Yeah, pretty scary. They're breaking into your house, kidnapping you, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Whew. How did you guys deal with that? Did you just watch your backs or what?
Just learn to live with it.
Did you have a job?
Down there in Mexico?
Yes, in Mexico.
Well, my dad, he's a farmer, so I spend most of my time helping him with cows and horses.
Okay. How long did you live in Mexico?
Until I was 18.
So you're 18? What was the adjustment coming here like? Was it like a big change?
Yeah, the first couple months there, it was different. Like, I could barely, I didn't understand anything at all. I didn't know any English, so it was really hard for me to communicate with people. And I had to get a job because, you know, you need a car in here to move around. Mm-hmm. So that's how I struggled those couple
transportation
months.
Transportation and everything, so.
Yeah.
All right, well, how long have you lived?
Here
in Tulsa and everything.
5 years.
5 years. What feelings did you have prior to coming to the U.S. about the U.S.?
Like, can you be more specific?
Yeah, like what were your feelings towards moving here? Like, were you excited to come to the U.S. or were you scared or?
I was excited, and I was more excited than scared because my sister, she was already here, so I wasn't.
Oh, okay, that makes the transition a little easier. You know somebody down here?
Yeah.
Okay. What were some of the biggest differences from back home to the U.S.?
Everything. Yeah, it's food. The jobs, they're different, people is different, everything, yeah.
How are the people
the
different?
The streets,
How are the people different?
They're not as friendly as down there. Or as my hometown, that's what I meant, maybe.
Yeah, we're not known for being the nicest.
No, that's Canada.
Country. That's Canada. You are correct there. Okay. What made you want to come to the U.S.?
What made me want to come here? To get a better future, I will say.
So, like, work more specifically, or?
Yeah, at the beginning, I came here because I wanted to work. And then my sister started college, and she told me, like, hey, you should study and go to college. And she's almost done with college. She have 1 year left.
What college is she going to?
Kansas.
Kansas State University or something?
Yeah.
Do you have plans to go anywhere else other than TCC?
OSU.
OSU? What do you want to major in?
IT or business. Either way. Yeah.
IT is a good field to go in. And so is business. I mean, that's where the money's at right there. Everything is either technology or starting up your own business. So that's a smart move. Okay. Why did you pick Oklahoma or like Tulsa more specifically out of the whole U.S.?
Because that's where my sister started. So she started here. So I came here because she was here.
Do you know why she chose to come here?
No.
No? Okay. How did you hear about TCC's ESL program?
From my sister. Yeah.
Did she take it?
Yeah.
Did she have the same teacher or?
No. She didn't.
Okay. How do you like your teacher?
Yeah, she's pretty nice.
You like her?
She's pretty funny.
And what is your... Do you have, like, a specific reason for taking this course, or...?
Yes, because I'm taking 5 classes, and after this I don't have to take the TOEFL test, so I can go and take the COMPASS test and enroll to college. That's what I'm doing.
Is that, like, a difficult process to do all of this, to go to college here?
Yes.
Very difficult.
It is it's hard to learn another language.
What were some of the steps you had to take to get into the ESL program?
Steps?
Yeah, like sign up, or did you have to apply, or?
Well, I have to apply and show that, like, that was like legally in here.
Mm-hmm.
Which I am, and just pay. That's it. Really? Pay.
Okay. What was the curriculum like in the ESL program? Like what were the classes like and the assignments and stuff?
They're, I will say, kind of hard. Sometimes, because I don't know most of this stuff, so I'm still learning.
Have you taken the speech class yet? She was talking about that. It was the one everybody was most afraid of, taking the one where you just have to do a lot of speeches.
Yeah, we have to do a couple speeches in front of everybody.
Is it scary?
Yeah, it is scary.
What's the scariest part about it? Like, just being up in front of all the people, or?
Yeah. Most of it, just hard to look to the people right to the eyes and, you know, start speaking to strangers.
Yeah. What part of learning English was the most challenging? Was it the grammar, the speaking?
Yeah, I will say the grammar. Because, yeah, I first started learning English, like, by listening and speaking, so I didn't have any idea of the grammar until I came here.
to like all the commas and punctuation, all that's difficult.
Yeah, perfect, very simple.
I think that's the most difficult part for everyone. Because that's like, they have that on the ACT, and everybody's always getting terrible scores on it. Because you have like, what is it, 75 minutes, or no, 60 minutes for 75 questions, and you have to like read full paragraphs and punctuize it or whatever. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know how to do it basic English, and I know it.
Okay, and then...
constantly learning.
What was your most favorite part about learning English? If you had one.
To meet new students, I guess. To meet new people.
Mm. What are the people in your class like?
They're friendly. Yeah, they're nice.
Do you have anybody that you're closer with than the rest of the class?
Kwa, yeah. With Kwa. He's pretty funny. He is.
Like,
he's funny.
What's he like? Just funny?
Yeah, like, mostly funny.
He just, okay.
Yes, funny stuff. All right.
Okay. How long did it take you to fully learn everything there is to know about English?
I will say my whole life. Just, you know,
still learning today?
Still learning.
I think we're all still learning throughout everything. I mean, they come out with a new book on ways to properly do stuff every year, and it's like changed, and it's like, no, you guys are doing it wrong. Okay, what advice would you give other ESL students beginning to learn English?
To be patient.
Be patient.
Be patient.
Is there anything that helped you learn it, like, more than others, like reading or?
Reading and just watching a lot of TV shows. Game of Thrones helps. Just kidding.
Did you, like, when you were watching TV and everything, did you use the subtitles at first to understand, and then you were listening to it while you were reading, or were you just listening to it?
Well, at the beginning, yeah, I put the subtitles on it. And even so, right now, like, when they started using, like, an old kind of English, you know, from back in the days,
mm-hmm.
I still put the subtitles. It's hard to understand.
Okay. What is the community like at TCC? Like, how would you describe it?
The community? Can you be more specific? Like,
what are the students and the basic feel from TCC specifically that you feel?
How am I feel about the community?
Yeah, like TCC, is it inclusive or?
I mean, I think it's a good program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so far, I mean, it helps a lot of people to get in college.
Yeah.
I will say it's pretty good.
Okay. It's not like, you wouldn't say that the community at TCC is like, I don't know, what would you say?
Do they make you feel at home here at TCC?
Yeah. Like,
kind of, I guess.
Like,
yeah.
Comfortable, you know.
Yeah, I'm comfortable, yeah.
Okay, so there's no difficulties with the whole campus?
No, they're pretty helpful.
Okay. What has been the most difficult part of adapting to U.S. customs? Like, certain ways that we do things that you guys do differently back in Mexico?
The, like, abbreviation of many stuff when you guys are speaking. You know, like,
y'all.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Slang.
Isn't like that.
Like, it's hard.
Isn't?
Is.
Is not.
Oh.
He's saying the slang's difficult. Like, you know.
Okay.
Next one.
Oh, okay, sorry. Is Oklahoma everything you thought it would be?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
most people think that Oklahoma is going to be like this little weeds rolling across the dirt road with horses and everything all around. We don't have cars. You didn't think it was going to be like that at all?
No.
Wow. I went up to Washington and they were like, so how do you guys get around down there? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, don't you guys ride horses? And I'm like, no. No. Okay. So what, okay, this is kind of a difficult question, but what in your mind did you think that the U.S. was going to be like? Like, what did, like, if you had to picture it in your head and you were thinking of it, what did you think it was going to be like?
I will say a picture. Well, like, a lot of like people shooting, like hunting stuff, you know, like country people. I will say that. It's a bunch of a lot of country people.
Okay, it's me.
Okay, no, I don't shoot anything.
Yeah, just country people.
Not a shooter.
No. I go hunting a lot.
I don't like hurt animals. Kind of a animal person. I'd rather hurt a human than an animal. But, okay.
I'd rather hurt both of them. Just
kidding. Okay. Okay, what is your everyday life like now?
Everyday life now?
Mm-hmm. Give us a run through, like, wake up.
Okay, I wake up, I came here every day, and, well, I come here every day, well, not every day, Monday to Thursday. And then during the weekend, I work training horses, and I do that all over again until spring break, I guess.
Okay. Do you live in Tulsa, or do you live...
Owosso.
Owosso. It's quite a drive.
How long does it take you? 20 minutes from here, 25 minutes. Not far away.
I'm not good with directions. I just use the map, like the GPS, I don't really know. Okay. Okay. Have you made any, like, close friends here?
Yeah. One guy from Venezuela.
What's his name?
Jose.
What's he like?
He's taller than me, and he's kind of rough, how you say that? Like,
bulky.
Bulky, yeah.
Muscular?
Yeah.
And does he work out a lot?
No, he works a lot that same.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Is he nice?
No.
No?
No.
Well, why would you want to be friends with him if he's not nice?
We started working together, and we got along pretty well. And then we become friends, but sometimes he's kind of dick. Like, you know, he's a jerk sometimes.
He's sarcastic. Yeah. He's kind of one of those people.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of those people you want to punch in the throat once in a while.
Me.
All right. And then, okay, now we're going to talk about something a little more of the political issues going on in the United States right now. How do you feel about President Trump and the wall? If this is an okay subject to...
To be honest, I do not care if he do it or not. So if he do it, he better get used to it. I'll have any.
Okay.
Opinion.
How do you feel with the stereotypes that Americans have for Mexican immigrants?
Well, most of the time they're not accurate at all, so mm-hmm. It sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything that helps overcome the stereotypes, or like how do you deal with it?
I will say to just don't judge people before you know them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty much all.
Yeah. Where do you think that all the stereotypes come from? Is it like movies or just...
Yeah, I will say mainly movies.
Movies?
Yeah.
So the media is to blame for all the stereotypes going around. So maybe we should just get rid of them. Okay, now we're going to switch over to your future aspirations, okay? So, do you hope TCC's ESL program leads to something bigger?
Yeah.
What do you, like, what are your plans? Like, what do you want it to lead to? What do you want it to help you do?
Like...
What do you hope that graduating the program will help you accomplish?
Oh, to... it will help me to understand English in an academic way. So.
Alright. Are you planning on attending TCC in the future?
Yes.
What classes are you planning to take?
Basics for 2 years, and then I'm going to move to OSU.
Oh, okay. Are you going to try to get a scholarship to OSU?
Yes.
You have good grades?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you do a lot of extracurricular stuff?
Not really, because I work.
Okay. On a side note, if you do have good grades and everything, you can get more money from private colleges that are more expensive than you can from state schools.
It's better to apply to a private college than a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because private colleges have more leeway. I have everything that you could possibly have to get, like, scholarship money. Like, I have straight A's. I'm in all these different things. Whatever, you name it. And then OSU's offering me $2,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And TU and ORU are offering me $40,000 a year because they can, it's a private school, it's not state funded. And so state schools, they have like a certain amount of money. Like if you have straight A's, oh, we can give you $500 for that. And it doesn't matter how many extracurricular things you're in, or if you have more need than this other person, it doesn't matter. It's kind of just set. But the private schools have a lot more leeway in what they can give.
Based on the scholarships,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Same with businesses.
Yeah. But I might have to crop that part out because I forgot this was for OSU. Okay. What are your summer plans?
My summer plans, I'm going back to Mexico because my grandma, she's pretty sick, and I want to go and see her. Yeah.
What's wrong with your grandma?
She's old. She's 82, I think, and she has diabetes, yeah, type 2, and she already lost a leg, so.
I'm sorry.
It's right. Life.
Do you have plan, like, is your plan to get an education here and move back to Mexico for your life, or do you want to stay here? You want to stay here?
No, I'm probably going to stay here because there's not that many jobs down in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. There's more opportunities here and everything.
Yes. Well, you can graduate here and even work in another country.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you have any major career goals that you would like to meet? Like your biggest aspiration for your career, what would it be?
It would be program engineering.
And what is that?
build the code, like programs in the computers.
So like code?
Code,
like
yeah.
Hackers? Oh, that's freaking cool. Okay.
You'll probably go into cybersecurity then. That's a good, that would be majoring if that's like, right?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. That's what my dad does.
Okay.
Oh, that's what your dad does?
Okay, if you had to, would you come back and retake TCC CSL program?
If I had to, yeah. Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. What was your, like, if you had to describe the ESL program to someone else, how would you describe it?
I will describe it as one of the best programs that I have taken. Helpful.
So, would you recommend it to others?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is there anything particularly important that you would like to tell the community using this recording?
To never give up on their dreams.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah.
It's no problem. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.